Welcome to the Revenue Builders Podcast with John McMahon and John Kaplan. This podcast is brought to you by Force Management. Force's solutions help companies, small teams, and individuals accelerate sales performance. Be sure to check out their online platform, Ascender. Today, a segment from our conversation with Dr. Chuck Bamford. He's the author of 8 books, including The Strategy Mindset, and has taught business strategy courses at Duke University and Notre Dame. He's also the founder of Bamford Associates, which helps companies implement competitive advantage. In this snippet, John McMahon and Dr. Bamford discuss enabling the corporate strategy down in an organization and how it goes wrong so often.
Chuck, I think, like you said, you have to, you know, be close to the customer. And in a lot of companies, they get very big. And most employees can't understand how a company's strategy affects them. They're closest to the customer. So they don't really care, in my experience, what's in the corporate strategy, because they're too busy doing whatever they do every day. So there isn't alignment between what they do and the corporate strategy.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big, big problem between, you know, at the corporate level, many times, you know, setting strategies and goals, you know, it's a one-time annual event and they lay a strategy out for the board of directors, but they never consistently drive, measure, and adapt it throughout the year. And certainly don't get the lowest level employees to understand, you know, how they're affected by this corporate strategy.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there are two disconnects there that you were talking about. One is the disconnect from the leadership to the client, to customer, right? The what the customers actually experience. And I think the other is just that lack of understanding that we have to convert KPIs that we want up here, that we're talking about up here, to activities that we want the employees to do that we think will get us to those KPIs. To me, I think one of the big disconnects in business is that everything that leadership does is a hypothesis. They believe that if we invest here, here, and here, and our employees do this, this, and this, that as we move forward, number of customers will go up, or our returning customers, or our EBITDA, or whatever it is. But they don't want to address what the activities are or to convert it to activity metrics. So I'm sitting there as the fry clerk in McDonald's, and I don't know what you want me to do that you think ties to the strategy. My job is to make fries and, you know, pour them in. And they converting this to and getting leaders to think in terms of the activities you want your employees to do that you think will lead to those KPIs is hard work. And I think a lot of them just won't do it, John, or honestly, they can't do it.
Well, I think the other part is, again, this is my experience of, you know, being at those lowest levels and then climbing up through the ranks, is it's the way people are measured and compensated. It's misaligned with the corporate strategy. So like, let's take an example. If I'm a sales first line sales leader, you know, my sales comp plan says when your sales people sell, you get paid more. That's basically what it says. That's it. Versus these corporate goals. So I remember being in a big company, you know, when I was younger and I was a first line manager, I got called into this, you know, 3-day event with, you know, the next 3 levels above me. And what I realized is that I was so disconnected from those other levels. They were talking about corporate strategies and what, you know, the top people in the company wanted, but they never understood, and they were completely out of touch with what was going on in the sales world and what my sales reps were facing and what I was facing on a daily basis. And I had this huge epiphany when I looked around the room and I thought, I don't want to be here. I want to get out of here. So I left. And it was in that meeting where I had the epiphany. And it's because, again, I was measured and compensated, and my measurements and compensation was completely misaligned with whatever the corporate strategy was. And so were the executives above me.
Yeah. So I think when that occurs, I think success in those organizations is just luck and happenstance, and that, you know, that things just happen to happen. There's no alignment. So there's no way to push the organization forward.
Right. So you need to get the message down below to everybody in the company, especially the people closest to the customer. But you also need to make sure that their measurements, as you said, their personal KPIs and the way in which you compensate them, that has to be aligned to the corporate strategy also, or it's not going to work.
I frustrate folks, and you all, you may push back on me too, John, that I frustrate folks when I say, look, the compensation needs to be based on the activities that you want those employees to do.
Yes.
And if they, good, I'm glad. So, because if they do those activities and it doesn't lead to the KPIs, it's my fault as the leader for what I came up with. And what I want them to do is I want them to do those activities and I believe it will hit those KPIs. And I think we flip it around and we throw KPIs on them, right? You have to sell $1 million a month, right? Or you have to sell at least 20. Well, what happens is those sales, I was just in Houston 2 weeks ago. I did a keynote address for a large organization for their global sales team. So it was, there were like 260 people in the room. And I'm going through and I said, so what are you measured on? Tell me what it is. And so they're calling out all these big KPIs, right? Classic. I've got to sell 5 new accounts. I've got to do, and they were going through these things. And I said, wow. So how do y'all do it? Well, I do this. And what happens is they're all over the place. And some of them are just, with all apologies, just frustrating customers to no end to get a sale. Some of them are promising anything they can promise to get. I mean, they're doing things that are destructive to the strategy of the firm because they have to hit their KPI or they're out.
This full episode is worth your time. It's linked in the show notes. Make it a great week.